So just a few ha'aris as it relates to Daf Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, the sugya of katan oichel nevelis. First of all, what's the halacha? So what do we pass? So we had a sugya katan oichel nevelis. Bezdin mitzvah lafrisha, ein bezdin mitzvah lafrisha. Another thing we saw in the sugya was that there's a very big difference between a katan who's being oichel nevelis by himself versus a gadol going and forcing nevela upon a katan. So the halacha, interestingly, is in Hilchas Shabbos. There was actually a disproportionate amount of Hilchas Shabbos in the sugya. But this is where the halacha is. The halacha is in Hilchas Shabbos. It's in Simen Shin Mem Gimel. The name of the simen is Dinei Katan B'Shabbos Uboi Se'if Echad. So it's one sif and the laws of Katan B'Shabbos, which, by the way, it's not just the laws of Katan B'Shabbos, but really, if you want to know what the sugyas of Chinuch and all the different halachas related to Ketanim and Mitzvahs, it's tucked away in Hilchas Shabbos, Simen Shin Mem Gimel. Snez de Mechaber, Katan Oichel Neveilois, Ein Bezdin Mitzvah Lafrish. So if a Katan is being Oichel Neveilois, Bezdin does not have an obligation to be Mafrishim. Avol Aviv Mitzvah Ligur Bayu Lafrishay. But his father does have an obligation. Why? What's the difference between his father and between anyone else? So the makar to this distinction is the Tosfos Yeshanim and Masechtas Yumot Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph. And the Tosfos Yeshanim says that the reason is very pashut. Because although katan oichel neveilos ein bezdin mitzvah lafrishay, but a father has a mitzvah of chinuch. And because a father has a mitzvah of chinuch, the mitzvah of chinuch is mechayev, that he would have to be mafrish his son. Meaning, madach a father has a mitzvah of chinuch to buy his son dalid minim when it comes sukkis. Kal v'chomer, if he sees him eating nevela, he would have an obligation to be mafreshim from nevela. So zogin the rishonim, that even though there's a sugi of katan oichel nevelois, bezdin mitzvah lafrishay, your aim bezdin mitzvah lafrishay, that's only with regards to bezdin. But you want to know the father? Of course the father would be obligated to be mafreshim, because it's like gara from the regular chi of chinuch that every single father has. So the Shulchan Aruch says this right in the beginning, a very, very important nuance, sif katan in this sif echad, and that is that even though it's true, we paskin katan oichel neveilos ein bezdin mitzvah lafrishay, that's ein bezdin mitzvah lafrishay. Or stam, an innocent bystander who feels, oh, echeich es amisecha, I have an obligation to make sure that everyone's doing the right thing in the community. That's true if they're gedoyler, but not ktanin. Katan oichel neveilos ein bezdin mitzvah lafrishay, atat is different. Atat has a chiv, chan oichel nara api darka. Either way, so the mechaber paskins katan oichel neveilos ein bezdin mitzvah lafrishay. Continues the Shulchan Aruch, ulachiloi biyodayim. But to be meichel, katan biyodayim, osner, that's something that's osner, afilu dvarim she'isurim midivrei soifim. And that's true even for things that are only osner midirabonon, etc., etc. Chalikus rishonim, whether it is in fact true only for things that, even for things that are awesome at the Rabbanon. That's the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch. But the bottom line is, in short, katan oichel neveilos ein bezdin mitzvah lafrishay, as it relates to, however, to be meichel the katan biyadayin, then already bezdin is mitzvah lafrishay. Then it's Siv, in his Meroy Meisada, right here in our sugya, asks a nice question. He says, why is it that the name of the sugya is katan oichel neveilos? Why dafke nevelis? This halacha is only doing nevelis. Dikra halacha is brought down in Hilchas Shabbos. It's negei so many different dinim. So why is it dafke katan oichel nevelis? So the Tziv says a beautiful pshat based on Reh that we've spoken about many times, but very recently. And that is, we know that when it comes to machalas asuros, there's two dinim. There's the iser, and then there's the timtum alev that comes about when a person eats machalas asuros. So much so, there's even a concept that a woman that finds herself in a matzav of sakana, since she's forced to eat machalas asuros, if she ate machalas asuros, she shouldn't nurse her child. Because inevitably, the child is going to get a little bit from the machalas asuros. And the Achronim, the Taz, says, you see from there, that the idea of machalas asuros, it transcends Issa v'Heter. And even if a person is allowed to eat machalas asuros, but at the end of the day, there's a metzias that machalas asuros is like spiritual poison and can make an impact on a person. So the Netziv said, the Chazal wanted to bring out to such an extent that katan oichel neveilos ein bezdin mitzvah lafrishay, so they said it by nevela, that even nevela, where there's another nakuta, there's another component. Forget about the fact that a katan's patur min ha-mitzvahs, forget about mitzvahs chinuch, forget about the sugi of katan oichel neveilos. Maybe beyond the fact that this is something that is going to create a timtum alev. So you would have thought mitzad that it should be mochamer kamash malan, that even katan oichel neveilos, even nevela, the halacha is, for whatever reason, ein bezdin mitzvah lahafrisha.